Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's the unofficial beginning today to NFL free agency. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, man? How we doing?
I am delightful today. How are you?
We are delightful as well. And Corey, as I said, the unofficial beginning to NFL free agency today, where players and agents and teams can begin discussing terms with each other. As Corey Curtis, the Titans general manager GM shoes that I'm about to put you in, what's your plan this week if you're John Robinson and the Tennessee Titans? Where do your priorities lie if you're the Titans?
Well, I mean, all I can do is look at where their cap situation is right now. I'm surprised they haven't freed up more cap space to this point, because with where their cap situation is right now, they can't do a lot, okay? I don't see any day one, day two shopping for the Titans with where their cap situation is right now. So I think the first couple of days here are kind of more informative of finding out where the market is for everybody. Because, you know, of course, there are some teams that have a ton of cap space, but there are a lot of teams that are up against it. And so it's going to affect the prices for some of these players. And so I think for the first couple of days, you're finding out kind of where the prices are at. And then they're going to have to find guys who fit their limited budget, you know, to bring in an experienced corner. You would think to bring in some kind of experienced pass rusher, but, you know, that remains to be seen. And then do they want to bring, you know, and then what's the market for Jonnu and Corey? That's the other thing.
Don't you think, Corey, that we'll probably hear about some sort of restructured deals here in the short term? Like we just heard about, was it the Packers just did Preston Smith, right?
Yeah.
We've heard here and there. I mean, a lot of times that comes on the agent side of things, right? I mean, don't you think that, I mean, because I, like you said, I mean, the math doesn't work otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have to do some, but I think that John Robinson's going to want to limit it. I think because what people don't understand is like, you know, the Saints are having to kick the can even further down the road because they're in such horrible problems. And it's going to cause more problems for them later. And what people don't understand is while the cap is $182.5 million this year, they're borrowing against future years to prop that number up. So you're not going to see the huge jump up the next couple years. You'll see a jump up, but you won't see the huge jump up that you would think you were going to see because you're already borrowing against those numbers. So say the cap was supposed to be 210 next year. Well, now you might be only looking at 198. Because you're having to prop up this year's number so much. And I'm sure the teams have a better idea of what that's going to be than we do, but that's one of the dangers with kicking the can down the road too much. And the Titans also have limited numbers of guys that they can do those restructures with, because you can only do it with a guy, you know, who's been under contract for over a year. So that would, you know, I don't think Derrick Henry qualifies as someone you could restructure, because he hasn't been under contract for a year yet. But, you know, look, they got money from the secondary. I still think they've got to come up with some money from the offensive line. So Ben Jones, Roger Saffold, whether it be restructures, extensions, or waived, I expect those guys to be in that mix somewhere. I guess you could possibly extend Dennis Kelly a year as well to free up some cash. But, I mean, when you look at where are they going to come up with money, that's the next place that they can come up with money is on the offensive line. And I would expect a combination because you're right, Joe, the numbers don't add up. I mean, where they're at, like $17 million, and it's probably going to cost $6 million or so to sign all your draft picks. That leaves you $11 million to fill the whole rest of your team with, and no matter how much you do cap gymnastics with guys, if you sign one guy, if you sign one Corey Davis or one Jonnu Smith, you're not getting them for less than $5 or $6 million under the cap this year. I mean, even if they're a $10 million player, I don't know how you're going to get them much lower than that.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, I saw you tweet about this the other day, but I want to get your opinion on it now that it's officially happened. How surprised were you that New England made the decision to bring back Cam Newton as their quarterback?
When it was my tweet, just like, okay.
Yes, yes.
Look, I'm not a Cam Newton fan. And, you know, just I've never liked the way he carries himself, okay? I don't think quarterbacks should put the spotlight on themselves. I think the great quarterbacks generally don't do that. And that's one of my issues with Cam. My other issue with Cam is he's not very good anymore. You know, he was never a super accurate quarterback, and now he's not an accurate at all quarterback. And, you know, when you think about how Brady propped up that offense for a few years, it was because he's a super accurate quarterback who could do those things. And when you look back at New England last year, the only games where they really were successful were games where Cam Newton was running around. He was never blowing it up in the passing game. That's for sure. It just makes me wonder if they're tanking, you know, trying to get a quarterback, you know, up high in future years, because, you know, Cam Newton is not the path to take the Patriots to the playoffs or certainly contest to a Super Bowl. Cam Newton is kicking the can down the road. And it also says they don't like any of the other quarterbacks they got on their roster.
So back on the Titans, Corey, we were throwing around maybe, you know, second-tier possibilities.
Yeah.
Because as you just laid out there, it seems like that's going to have to be where you focus more of your efforts, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you just one person you can find. But anyone out there on the edge or receiver, anywhere else who really catches your eye?
Well, look, I mean, I think Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith catch my eye as much as just about anybody out there. I mean, are there edge rushers that I like? Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Bud Dupree, but how are you going to afford him? I mean, I know everybody's excited about Carl Lawson, but, I mean, not Carl Lawson. Who's the cat from the Bengals? Carl Lawson.
Yeah, Carl Lawson.
Yeah, you got it.
Carl Lawson, okay, yeah. And I see people throwing out, like, $14 million for him. And I'm like, he's averaged 5 sacks a year for 4 years. That's not worth that. That's ridiculous. And so, you know, look, if he's $8 million, then maybe I'll be interested in that. You know, when I see Justin Coleman released by the Lions, I think he might be a good fit for the Titans in the slot, but I don't know what his price is going to be at this point in his career. And that's the difficulty about this for me, guys, is I don't know what everybody's price is right now, because this year is going to be different. So, you know, there are some of those guys out there, but, you know, a lot of guys all kind of run together where they're just guys, you know, where a couple of years ago I was really excited, you know, saying, I said, you know, Adam Humphries and Za'Darius Smith. I thought, you know, those would be two game changers for the Titans. Well, Za'Darius Smith ended up being a game changer for the Packers, and Adam Humphries ended up coming for the Titans and not being a game changer. You know, we know what they need, okay? It's just a matter of finding the price that fits. So I hesitate to throw names out there because I don't know what their prices are. I mean, I've seen Corey Davis projected $10 to $12 million, and then I've seen other people project him $14 to $16 million. And what is he? I mean, I tend to think he's more $10 to $12 million, but, you know, I've had former GMs tell me it's much higher. And so, you know, I guess guys are worth what somebody is willing to pay them. And I know this isn't really the answer to your question because you want names from me. And I don't have a lot of good names because I don't know the prices. I mean, you know, like, look at Hassan Reddick with the Cardinals. How many sacks did he have this year? Like 15 or something?
Yeah.
But he had 6 in one game. So he had 9 the rest of the year. But the whole rest of his career has been terrible. I mean, he had like 1, 2, and 1.5 his first 3 years. And all of a sudden he blows up this year. So who is he? What is he? I mean, are you willing to take it? I'm not willing to give that guy a whole bunch of money.
Well, that's like Hendrickson too. Yeah, Hendrickson's a similar situation.
With New Orleans?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't – look, the Titans gambled on a couple guys last year. They got burned. You need to know what you're getting. You need to know what you're getting. You can't get a, you know, 1 year flash to me like Henderson. You know what Bud Dupree is, and that, you know, he is a big stand up guy on the edge who can set the edge, and that's why I like Bud Dupree. I think he matches for this team. I think I like him more than other people do. Look, I don't think he's going to come in here and get 12, 15 sacks. He might get 7 or 8. But, you know, I think he matches what the Titans like to do. I'm sure other people disagree. But again, I don't know what his price is, especially coming off the injury. And then how many of these guys, and again, I'm just throwing out more problems. How many of these guys want 1 year deals? Because there's going to be a lot of guys who want 1 year deals because they want to wait for the new TV money to come in. I mean, that's, if you know, how many guys have we seen it pay off who bet on themselves? Dak Prescott, I mean, paid off betting on himself. And there are others that have fit that list.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Corey, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
All right. I feel like I let everybody down. So we'll wait and see.
I think it's just a dose of reality there, Corey. We like it.
No, yeah, good stuff. I do want to know if Illinois is going to win the NCAA championship.
Being from Illinois, I'm going to say no because we never have that kind of satisfaction. But they're a good team. They're good. I mean, that big man inside is, I mean, that dude's huge.
The 89 and 05 team should have won it all, man. This is the team that finally makes up for it, Corey.
Oh, the Kenny Battle team with Ken McGill and Stephen Bardo. That team was fantastic. They were really, really good. I can't remember his name, Lowell Hamilton in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
He sprained his ankle really early on in the tournament and it really had an impact on him. That team was really, really good. But the Bruce Weber team with Luther Head and Dee Brown, that team was pretty fantastic, too. Of course, they went to the final.
Yep.
But I actually grew up a DePaul fan.
Oh, Mark Aguirre, baby. Huh?
That's right. Mark Aguirre, Terry Cummings, Dallas Comegys, Kenny Patterson, you know, those Rod Strickland. Those were all my guys growing
Coach
up.
Meyer, that was some, man, old school good stuff. Absolutely.
They did some quality cheating back then.
That's right. Absolutely. Corey, appreciate you taking time to join us, man.
All right. You guys have a good day. Enjoy the legal tampering period, which is kind of an oxymoron.
Yes, we're very much looking forward to that here this week in the next couple of days for sure. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit more of what Corey had to say there and continue the conversation on the Tennessee Titans. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.